Capitol Hill lawmakers are on recess, and their constituents are beginning to express their concerns with the House-passed efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare with Trump Care. It would waive some of the current baseline-covered items like mental health, maternity, substance abuse, and so much more. The most vulnerable would be affected, as some states could opt out of paying for those with pre-existing conditions, and they would go into a high-risk pool, and those persons could ultimately pay more for insurance. With all this said, the cost of the bill is not yet known, as the Congressional Budget Office will have the numbers within a few weeks. The Senate is expected to start from scratch with its own version of the bill, saying the House bill will not pass in the Senate. Meanwhile, some doctors I've spoken with who are against the Trump Care bill share concerns over the insurance changes and how it affects children. Another doctor thinks a lot of people truly need the health insurance items that are up for waivers, saying the preventative care aspects will bear fruit down the road. April Ryan, AURN News.